July 16th, 2016, RLRD.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you. We'll begin. If you have the agenda, you know that our next item is just to approve the minutes of our last meeting. It's not been a long time, but hopefully you've had a chance to review them. And I'll give you just a minute to think any more about it. Does anybody want to make any changes, updates, or a motion to accept as they are? Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Anything else? Favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that they are carried as is. Just the only announcement I guess I want to make at this point, there's two actually. One has to do with a reminder that on the 6th of August, after we have a reorganization meeting that morning at 9:30, but at 11 o'clock right here, Ed Kwitniewski is going to be sharing many of the findings that he's been unearthing and unwatering, is that the way to say it, from the lake. He has given me some bullet points. I'm going to kind of put it together into a little blurb. It'll be on the website, and I'm sure we'll send it out on Facebook as well, just so people have a good idea. He would obviously like a good cross-section of the lake community to come and hear what he has to say. It results in a written report that comes to us in September or October. We call it, it's a non-binding report. We do not have to take his recommendations, but Ed is a highly qualified, very intelligent young man who knows a lot about lakes, and I think we will benefit a lot from his recommendations. And so I just wanted to remind you of that at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, August the 6th. Some other good news I just wanted to pass along. There's no place to take it up in business, but it'll certainly come up when we talk about the dam. But in our fundraising efforts, we've been able to make good headway, I think, in the last few weeks. The two towns are cooperating with us to join the statewide program called Climate Smart Communities. And we are now two communities whose boards have passed the commitment that we want to, as much as we possibly can, be green, be sustainable, be conserving kinds of communities. And I mention this because the commitment on the part of the towns is not a really tiny and small commitment. To be able to apply for significant dam grant funds, the sponsoring communities needed to sign on to this commitment. So that's the context here. The funds are not available if the communities are not smart communities or climate smart communities. Now, I'm saying all this to let you folks know, and I realize just a few of us here this morning, but the towns are making this commitment. We're hoping to be able to help the towns make the commitment by volunteerism. If you have any interest or know of somebody around the lake who has interest in things, you know, relative to energy conservation, relative to green energy, sustainability, we do a lot of these things in our two towns, it turns out, anyway, but we can do more. So doing an energy audit, for example, is part of this process, and that we just need to have folks who are willing to step up and say, I'd be willing to serve on a committee that helps oversee in Canadia or in Rushford the towns doing these things. So I make that point. Volunteerism is something that all of us can do, but some of us are overextended in that. But just trying to make sure that people are aware that the communities the towns are not in this alone. We want to help them with that. And we're looking forward to a fairly significant commitment, money commitment, if in fact we can complete the grant application by the end of this month. And that's kind of the key. We have grant writers who are in the process of doing that. Both Bill and Bob and others are working hard on making that happen. But I'm again trying to just simply make the point that if you have any interest in those areas and would like to step up, you can either talk with me or talk with John Jessup as a way of figuring out how to fold you into the process. Wouldn't take an awful lot of time, but it might be something that is of interest to you. So enough of that. We're going to move on to just the town reports. My town, there is no written report this time. I've had so much conversation with the town and through Phil, so I don't have one. I don't know if there's another one attached for the Rushford town report. If there is one there, yeah, you could review that. All right, Bill, Treasurer's report.
I attended the Finance Committee meeting the other night, and I'm going to be contacting Lee James to see what, as part of a fact-finding thing, to see what liability coverage would cost for a special event that we might recommend holding. And we're still in the discussion stages on this, for example, maybe a tour of the dam. So I'm going to contact her to find out what type of, what the cost would be on liability insurance for a special event. Mm. But again, we're just getting our costs together to try to determine if it's worthwhile for us to do that.
Would this be for a fee? Is that what you're
probably an additional fee.
Somebody wanted to tour the dam, they could. Yes. They give $10 or $5 or
yes,
whatever happens to be.
We're just trying to accumulate our costs to see what it would cost us to do such a thing. Mm. And just see if it's beneficial.
I see.
Who's going to be a fundraiser or a fund user?
Yeah. Right.
Yes, we just get a, you would actually get a policy for that particular day. It would last for just that. Usually not. But I thought I'd get the cost. Just to
anything else, Bill?
Well, maybe we can call the Finance Committee to talk about any other things. I mean, do you want to go into any more details on what you just touched upon?
Well, it's going to be integrated here between what Bob is probably talking about and what you're talking about. So why don't we go ahead and do that now then? We are kind of in a reporting mode. Are you bringing, when you talk about Finance Committee, are you bringing anything for action for us today? So, okay, so we're just reporting that. Kathy, is there your little? I'm seeing the signals back.
Conversation going on here.
Right.
Yes, we did. We wanted to ask the RLRD about doing a virtual tour, not just possibly getting people down, because that may prove to be cumbersome.
Right.
But hiring a film crew that could go down and do a virtual tour, then we could put this on to whatever new medium we have now, CDs. DVDs, and sell those as a fundraiser. So we wanted to see how the board felt about having a professional come down. We would do a flyover of the dam, probably using some type of drone, and have them, as they're going down the stairs or else down that lift,
right,
into the house, down to the valves, get them seeing that. Would the board feel comfortable with letting us go ahead and looking at how much that will cost and how much money we can raise?
Okay, so no sense of the cost at this point.
Okay.
Is that correct? No sense of the cost at this point.
We have sense of the cost.
You just want to know whether or not it's good to explore.
We want to know if it's worth it. We can sell enough things to offset our costs. And, of course, we're going to try to look for some volunteers to be able to, or maybe half, because we're going to do it through the not-for-profit. So that if they give away half of their time, we can use that as an in-kind type donation.
Okay.
So, but we want to, before we even begin to investigate, we want to make sure that you'll approve it once we get the cost together. It would not be a cost to the district. And that's why Bill's also looking at the whole insurance issue.
Okay. So, Bill, is that essentially coming from the committee just as a request? Do we want to make a motion to essentially allow that feasibility to be completed? Look at costs?
Well, I can make the motion that we approve looking into the feasibility cost-wise with doing a virtual tour of the dam.
All right.
Would you add your motion, Bill, maybe for both on the investigative cost of the tour?
Yes, that's what we look into the feasibility by looking at the costs of such a virtual tour.
But you're saying virtual and real tour.
And real, okay.
I mean, just at the big picture.
Real tour.
All right, so it involves both. Is
that? Kathy made the statement that there wasn't going to be any cost to the RLRD.
There's no cost to the RLRD.
Oh, to the foundation.
To the foundation, there will be costs involved, but it will not be RLRD money. But we need, before we even do it, if we say, oh, this is going to cost us this much, we don't think we can sell this many things, where do you want to go that far if you're going to say, no, sorry, we don't want any photographers down to the dam?
I don't see an issue with...
I mean, if there's no cost to us.
Photographers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All avenues.
I mean, the only cost I would have would have to have one of your dam operators down there with them, so there would be their salary cost.
Yeah. Is that something we need to even move on? I mean, do we need... We don't have a second just yet, but...
I think we need at least a consensus.
That's a good thing to do.
By the board.
I'll second.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's all right.
All right, we don't have to make it so we're not directing you that you have to do this if you decide you don't want to.
Right.
But if you decide you want to continue to explore that, you have our blessing.
We'll look at exploring those.
All right. In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. All right, go ahead. Bob, I guess you're going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on at the dam.
As Daryl has told you, we've been working on another grant. It's one that Daryl came upon with his meetings with Bill and the county. And we're trying not to get too excited over it, but it probably looks more promising than what we've been experiencing so far. One drawback is, one complication, not really a drawback, is everything has to be done and submitted by July 30th. Very, very short to write a grant and get all the information and things. So we have, help me with her last name, Wendy.
Salvati.
Is our grant writer. We met with her first with Daryl and Bill and I and Al Corwin on a teleconference with Bernie, the grant writer for the Allegheny County. And in that conversation, we were trying to convince her to come and look at the dam, because if you've never been there and we're trying to explain to somebody the magnitude of what we're talking about, it's difficult. And she agreed to come out and spend an afternoon with us, which she did this week. She was very impressed with the dam. She's glad she came out because she didn't quite grasp the magnitude of what is there and what our need is. She seems very qualified, very knowledgeable. I think it's exactly what we need to get this grant in. As part of that, as Daryl said, both towns had to pledge to be part of this Climate Smart grant, because the towns are actually the ones that have to apply for it. We do the work, we do the putting everything together, supply all the information, but the actual grant must come through a town. So both towns have voted and both town boards have supported this. One thing that came out of it, we were originally looking at a $1.4 million grant, and with our meetings with her, we determined determined that because of our need, the amount of money that's needed to do the project, that we can apply for the maximum, which is $2 million. So we bumped our request up to $2 million. There's some consequences of that. One of the things we presented her, this is a matching grant. So if we get $2 million, we have to put up $1 million. And we said to her, you know, we're doing a couple of projects we're working on now, a road behind the dam and a secondary crib dam, which are both needed for the valve. You can't do the valve work without the road. We can't get in there. And the secondary dam is to raise the pool to help protect the valves and other reasons. And she said, oh, yes, you can use the money you spend on that as part of your matching funds, which we were very pleased about. However, the complication came in. You can't spend one penny until you have the grant awarded to you. This week we were going to start on the road. We had everything pretty well lined up in the next couple of weeks. So I'm reporting to the board we are now no longer building the road for now. We will go forward with the DEC on the secondary dam. Doesn't stop us from moving forward with that. But for now, we're going to put it on hold. We think we will know on the grant in November. And then we will start the road at that time. Any questions? I don't want to go into too much detail on that, but I think I've given you a good thumbnail of what we're doing here on the grant.
And the reason we can't spend the road just yet?
The reason is we can't spend any money on it. If we can do the road, and we can spend the money, but then if we do, we cannot claim it against our matching funds. So if we wait until the grant, we can use all that. The help the town has given us, the towns are giving us on the road, all that can be used against our matching funds. We do have, as I reported in our last meeting, we've taken delivery of the new jib crane. We're making progress. We now have it on the dam. Anybody going by and see the big yellow pieces of equipment on the dam? That's our new crane. We had a meeting this week with our engineer Al Corwin and our dam operators to come up with a plan of action of how to get it up there, because it's much bigger than the old one, so we can't lift it with the old crane. Right now we are doing drilling core holes in the top of the dam so the engineers can investigate how to anchor it. We have it designed, but we want to make sure. One of the issues is the old conduit tray that's built into the dam, so there's a space of 2 feet square, and that's right where the crane goes. And that's one of the issues with the old crane, of the bolts pulling out. So we're in the process of opening that up so that the engineers can study it, so we don't have that problem with the new crane. Let's see, I talked about that. I haven't connected with them, but I have reached out to the company from Colorado that did our deep education. They did a fantastic job for us. Any of you that were at the dam awareness meeting, I discussed one of our issues with a large crop of rocks that hang over the top of the spillway. And if they come loose, they could damage or warp, bend the structure, and we couldn't be able to get the gates up and down. So what we are going to try, and we've had several contractors look at it, and they're all afraid to touch it. They're afraid if they move them, try to get them out of there, if they got away from them, they would come down and hit the gate, and they'd be liable. So I've got Al Corwin, our engineers, designing what we need to use, but we're talking about taking a type of a fence, very heavy, much like you see if you've ever driven to Harrisburg along 15, they have these heavy fences to catch the rocks coming off the cliffs. And wrap that rock with cables going up to the bank with big pipes driving in so that it could hold it in place. We can't stop it from coming apart, but we can hold it in place to keep it from coming down and hitting the gates. That's our plan anyway. We'll see how it works.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
If we get this grant for $2 million, we have to match $1 million. With that being done, our reserve fund is pretty much over with. So what you're referring to, we probably would have to go back and get some funding for that, because I think the last quote we got from Hatch on that rock stabilization was around $400,000.
Well, what I'm talking about doing, I don't think we're going to spend a lot of money.
Okay.
This fellow was, as you remember, was extremely reasonable when he did the deep education. He did a lot of work.
Okay.
And the parts that we need to do, what Hatch was recommending for $400,000 is monstrous cranes. You get in there with equipment. You gotta put up protection. The guys come down and blast it or cut it out with jackhammers, and these monstrous cranes take this up out of there. And so that's very expensive.
Okay.
But we haven't even found contractors who are willing to do that. They don't want the risk, because this is right. It's not a matter of it'll miss the spill gate. It's right there. If it comes loose, it will hit the spill gate. So what we're talking about doing, I don't think it's going to cost us a lot of money.
Were we told that the grant for $500,000 didn't have to be met?
Yes, correct. And maybe we can, there's a lot of ways to massage this. We're also going back to meet with the senator. We're requesting a meeting with her again, because it's been about a year since we've met with her, to encourage her, if she got us the $500,000, there are no strings attached, it's not matching, so that's very helpful to us. But at that meeting, we talked about an additional $1.5 million from other sources in the state, other grants and things. So we would like, we're also going to move forward on that, because even with the $2.5 million, it's not enough to do the project.
We're short about $500,000.
And that's with using our reserves. So one of the things we want to point out to her is we are very worried about using all of our reserve and then having a major storm and some damage happen, and we have no money left to make the repairs. So that's all the things we have to, as Darrell often says, there's a lot of moving parts to this, and we will try to put the best package together, but it is looking better all the time. And I can tell you, the Finance Committee, I want to point out to you, in our meeting with her, we went over many things. One of the criteria for this grant is, what are the stakeholders doing to help themselves? She was very impressed with the dam fund, and that we had raised $26,000 so far. And she said that is really going to help us. So you can be proud of what you've done. It has already made a big difference to us. Even to the point of our dam awareness meeting, we had to send her copies of our agenda. They want to know what we are doing locally to help ourselves before they come in with grant money. And they want to know if we are educating the community on this and the people on the lake. That's where our dam awareness meeting came in to help us. So all the boxes that she was checking off, we were doing pretty good on. So everybody say a prayer and keep your fingers crossed. We are, one more thing, Mr. Chairman, is I have the bid package for the mortar work on the water side of the dam should be done soon. So we have three or four contractors interested in bidding it. And so our intention is to do that this fall. I'll say it again so we don't surprise anybody, but if the package is done, the bids come in, the contractor is available to work, we will be draining the lake 11 days early this fall, which would be the first Monday in October, I think October 3rd. If we don't have it done in time, if the contractor's not able to do it, we won't be dropping the lake early. So, and we will try to make that decision early enough so everybody knows.
And early means 11 days earlier than the 15th, on the 3rd would be, that would be early.
A huge amount of time we're dropping the lake early, but we want everybody to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Good, thank you, appreciate that report. Yeah, things are happening, things are moving in positive ways. I'm happy about that, so. All right, Chad, let's move ahead to your consent agenda.
Okay, we have four items on a consent agenda. We have, let's see, first one is a license, Warren Eastmer, a dock and a break wall. We have some trimming of branches, and also a license and some tree trimming, so all of them are consent items.
Okay. So, which means, of course, the dock committee's been there, yeah. Agreement that these things are as is, they should be done, and
yep.
Can be done.
Yep. I'll make the motion to approve the consent items.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Further discussion? Anything else? Any other questions? Dan?
On the dock committee, we did 8 docks. Seven.
Yeah, the one was a final inspection. We don't put those on. Agenda.
In favor of the motion, the consent agenda being approved, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And it is so. All right, let's take care of the individual items.
Yeah. We have three line items. Joseph, the first one actually is formerly done on Wires property.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very nice frontage. Dock's in great shape. The issue we have is currently the new owner does not have a current copy of an Allegheny County approved septic, so we are waiting for that. Okay. So I put as a line item, so when that comes in, then we'll have the license and the jet ski hoist permits available for the landlords. That's usually how we do that.
Okay.
But everything's good except for the compliance of the septic.
So are you asking us to approve it pending that
yes.
Coming in?
I'll move.
Second.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I have to abstain.
One abstention. Mm-hmm. Make it 3-1. All right, Shannon McCarthy.
Yeah, Shannon McCarthy bought a new landowner, bought a property on Lakeshore. So he is asking for a license transfer. Also, he has done some numerous repairs. He did not, actually he's two properties down from my community dock. So the one day he was working on his dock, I sort of stopped him, had a conversation about the rules of the lake, how things work with the district. So he began building some stairs with a railing. He has some break wall repairs. He has not went into the lake bed, but he has done some cabling, extensive cabling. So, you know, the way I look at it, and I know that the document was there, I do not feel comfortable approving some of the work. I think Claire Beam needs to take a look at the structure.
Oh, yeah.
His response was it's temporary, but temporary could be, you know, 10, 15 years too. Especially with that bank. So the way I look at it, I would like to have this proceed to the code enforcement officer and have Claire take a look at the work and have him make a decision, you know, if any modifications need to be made on the structure with what he's doing. I'm not sure how the document feels, but that's my recommendation.
Is there a permit in our office?
There's no permit right now.
No, because they don't even have
Right. He's asking for a license, but he's done some work previously.
He has some finished work to do with that, and he seems like a very nice gentleman. He's from Ireland. He's willing to get a permit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a confrontational thing. He apologized. He didn't know the rules. So I had the impression he's going to go through the process and do it the right way.
So he'll stop the work and
yes,
go through the process.
He has stopped the work.
All right.
Actually, two weeks ago is when I had a conversation with him. He stopped.
Okay.
He apologized.
Like I said, with the cabling of the break wall at the bank and the stairs now on district frontage, I would feel more comfortable with Claire.
Well, then I make a recommendation to go through the permitting process, which would include contacting Claire Beeman and you know, having Claire look at things.
If he goes through the permit process, Claire would be involved.
Yeah, right, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to proceed with the transfer of his license, approve that, and let him go ahead with the getting the permit.
I thought he had a license.
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't have a license.
Oh, okay.
Recently purchased property.
Oh, okay.
Would the permit precede the license, though? Is that normally the process? I mean, someone does the work, gets it up to speed, and then the license is issued?
No, he would have received the license. I mean, the work he's doing is added work. So, I mean, I feel if he did not do the work, he still would receive the license,
mm-hmm.
Okay, for the dock. He just wants to improve it.
So he needs to get the license, and then he needs to get a work permit.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my recommendation.
Do we want to split before you do that? Do you want to split this into two very clear motions? Aren't they two different issues?
The license first, mm-hmm. and then the. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's come back.
All right.
To this.
I will make a motion that he apply for the license.
He did that.
He's already done it. Okay. That we approve the dock license.
I'll second that.
Okay.
That would actually be. The next one would be actually given a permit to proceed.
Right.
Well, so let's finish this motion then first. So it's been seconded. Any other questions about it? Is it clear what we're mm-hmm. what we're approving here?
Yeah.
There has been no license at all previously in this?
No.
Okay.
That's interesting.
All right. In favor of that motion?
But there wasn't a previous license.
No, previous? I'm not sure about previous. There might have been a previous license.
Okay. Okay. All right. In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
I have to abstain.
Okay. One abstention. All right. Now let's move on to the issue of the permit. Is there a motion about that? Just simply to have a record of it?
Have him proceed with the permit process.
Yeah. And that would include code enforcement.
Correct.
All right.
I'll second.
Seconded. Favor that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention. Shall I suggest that?
Yes. Yes, I
okay.
I said I abstained.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with it all, but I have to abstain.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else about that issue, or can we move on?
Yeah, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
Last one is Kimberly Zabel, who purchased the property on Crescent, and she is asking for a license and also a drain tile. She wants to put some drain tile from her property down to the lake, which is a common thing. This property formerly, the license was revoked years ago. The dock committee went to the property. The dock structure is in good shape. It's all in compliance. There's 5-foot bumpers on both sides. The structure of the dock is sound. The former owner and I worked on this for last year, getting the dock into compliance. The next issue is the septic. The septic system, the tank was exchanged or changed by Dan Freeman last year. Okay, we have that on file with the county. The one thing we don't have is an Allegheny County approved septic test. Okay, Bob Pomeroy tested it, but that's Bob Pomeroy, it's not from the county. Okay, so everything's in compliance except for the test. I did talk to Kim this week on the phone, and the way it worked last year was if you swap tanks, if you took out a steel tank and put it in a fiberglass or a concrete tank, the county would waive the $200 fee for a test. Okay, I did tell her that. That's the way the process was last year. Sorry, they wanted people to, you know, exchange tanks. So she does need the septic approval. I know time is of the essence with her. She's trying to get some work done on the property with Bob Pomeroy currently. So, you know, the way according to our policies, once I receive a septic test in hand, then we will give her a license and we will give her a permit for the drain tile. unless somebody feels differently. That's my recommendation.
We just, a few minutes ago, approved the license based contingent on a septic test. I think we should do that again.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it has been our modus operandi here. All right, so is that a motion?
I'll make that motion.
All right. Motion seconded. Favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Again, shall I say, there's no abstention in this one?
No.
Okay.
So the way we do it, so once she receives a septic test approval, we'll give the license and also the permit for the drain tile.
All right, thank you for that. Just moving down to some other reports, there's no report from the communication, environmental, the CSLAP testing continues to occur on every other week basis. The environmental committee, though, has not met. The finance committees, or anything more to you, that was your issue earlier and wanted to be sure, okay. Rules committee?
We haven't met, and it's not scheduled to meet until August 17th.
August?
Mm-hmm.
When?
17th.
Wow, it's a long way away.
I don't think we had any.
Okay.
Well, everybody was tied up.
Yeah,
it's
summer travel time.
Yeah,
I understand. Right. It's difficult to get it together. There is no specific legal report. There continues to be some ongoing issues, which we will be discussing later on in our litigation, relative litigation matters in our executive session. But there's no further report. And I've also asked Stephanie if she just would remove the strategic plan appellation there in the next go round. So since that is now on our website and approved. All right, moving on to old business. I see that Dale and Angela are here. I don't know if anybody around this table is presenting anything, or are we just going to turn to you, Dale, and ask you, help us understand what it is you would like us, why did you need to be on the agenda today?
I applied three times for the dock licenses in the Bay. There's nine docks. You've already licensed three other docks for me. There's a total of 12 docks in all. Nine were the ones that the old users.
The ones that are there,
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
are not being used, some of which are pretty decrepit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're asking for that.
I'm asking
just so it's clear to us.
The whole dock license for those nine docks.
Okay. For everything, am I understanding that everything in Hutton's Bay,
yes.
all the docks
yes.
in that side of Hutton's Bay?
Yes. I have a survey map that I can pass out to you and show you which ones are.
Okay, it may come to that, but let me just ask about procedures here. So Dale, are you saying you have the applications in Stephanie's hands? It's not something
yeah.
that happened years ago, but we know that there's been a lot of years have gone by. But I'm wondering,
yeah, 2007 we started.
But are we up to date now? Do we have an application from you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So, so where do you want to go? He's had an application. If you say you have a survey map, tell us what survey it is, Dale. Something.
Jim Ball.
Something. Okay. Something that has been done. It's not the survey that most recently was done by us.
No.
To know.
No, but
are the two in conflict?
Your survey was almost identical to Jim's.
May we see what you have?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so your house is over here.
Yeah, County Road 49's up here.
Oh, 49,
house
okay.
is over
house
here.
Is over here.
This one here is already licensed to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are not. They're in the multi.
So just that one
yes.
is the one that has the current license.
Dale,
yes.
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The former owner, Mr. Lindell Hutton, Did he have a multiple license?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was never given up, and it was never taken away.
Overhead. Oh, utilities. Can't read it.
But then these licenses were transferred to the individuals. They were not transferred in a meeting. They were never approved by the board. There's no historical transfer. It was done by Rhonda Kozlowski, the secretary.
Well, individually, when the people purchased the properties, these docks weren't transferred to them?
No.
They were.
There's nothing in the history or the files or the minutes. In fact, Bill Sikorsky at the time said, I don't want to touch this.
What is your intent for the use of the dock?
It's a long story, but basically we would like to start a restaurant over there. And as I explained to Joe Manna when he was here, I'm not going to do anything until I have my parking lot so that we can park boats in there, come and go.
Where is the restaurant going to be?
On the property behind, it's above the 1450. It's behind where my house is.
There's a viewing corridor back there.
Right. There is. But that wouldn't interfere with that viewing corridor. No. If you got this multiple license, you wouldn't use some of those docks. I mean, you wouldn't use all of those docks. Some of them are in very bad and dangerous.
They're 90% can be salvaged. There is one dock that has to be taken out because the supports are broken right off at lake level, at the water level, I should say, or ground level. 90% are repairable.
Well, let me just suggest that the decision about that repairability probably would be once we ever got to the point where a dock committee would have to decide which of those would need to be
Absolutely.
Removed or whatever. I don't see on here, Dale, am I just missing it, the 1440 or 50, 1450 line? It doesn't appear on here.
It does, but it's...
It runs along the bottom of the paper?
The 1450, no. You'll see a line there that says Allegheny County Highway bounds. It runs right parallel to most of those docks. It says Allegheny County Highway bounds.
Right.
That is below the 1450 elevation.
This one shows.
Their line is below it.
So
that line,
this line right here,
yeah, that's Allegheny County, but the line is closer to Rush Creek Road.
So it's up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So from the water's edge then up to the edge of the road, oh, there's a lot of grass there, of course,
yes.
That you folks have been mowing for a long while.
Right.
So then that is district property is what I guess I'm trying to say here.
Yes.
There's not a line that goes along like this that you own all the way over to here. I'm just trying to get a sense of where your property line is. And I don't see that on this map.
The property line is back up
right
here.
Across the bottom
exactly.
of the sheet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a map right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay, house, road, okay, so we're, okay.
And then, yep, you got it.
And goes off, okay. All right, and there's a stake here, I know, there's a post, a concrete post right there. And your property is where? It's what?
It's where the house is here.
Right.
That's one area, and then all the way back here. Back to the lot lines of Mark Louie.
That's all mine back there, too. So it goes across the creek.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay, it's not down.
Right, I'm saying, yeah.
So your property is right here, so here's property right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
That's where we're looking. Right.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So I guess here's how long has the license to this dock, dock number 109, been part of yours, or been a license to you?
2012. And then the other two were like in 2013. They are not shown on this.
Not shown.
They're over in this inlet side.
You're by the bridge, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you've heard the request. Certainly, it's not an unusual situation for someone who has property extends to the water to have a license for a dock. My dilemma continues to be, again, I'm not sure that it describes all those docks that we're speaking of.
I guess I would like to say, Daryl, that, under our rules, all of what he owns in his deed abuts the 1450 where these docks are located. That would, under our rules, be his exclusive use, according to our rules.
But they also, they're in front of county property.
They always have that, even when Lendl had the licenses. And see, I'm even across Rush Creek Road, that is in the Lake District. That is front lot ownership across from 39 that hill. So there's nobody else that owns anything around there. I encompass the whole area. There's nobody else that could have lakefront there.
Is there really in between have to be lakefront?
The road is in between, Dale. She's asking, how can it be lakefront?
You would have to ask the town assessor that.
Near the bit somehow. They have a road in between where my issue is. The problem I got with this is not whether we at some time could approve docks for a restaurant. I think a restaurant on the lake is a lot of people would enjoy that. But to me, the docks are not the next step. The next step is to come to the board with approvals from the DEC, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Allegheny County Health Department, saying you can put a restaurant there, we'll approve a septic tank there, some type of drawings of what the restaurant's going to be, maybe what you want to build there.
Maybe I don't do the restaurant. It's still my frontage.
Right.
You asked me what your intent for the dock, but I can't put a shovel in the ground without a parking lot. I've made that very clear, that there would be no sense of me to spend the money for an environmental impact study and all the necessary permitting. I went through this. I've owned the property since 2004. We jumped all the hoops with the town of Rushford at that time, and they were very good to me. They wanted this, so they helped me as far. We had to change the zoning. We had to have special zoning there. And then some of the people that were using the docks, they complicated things. There was one owner behind me. He's gone now. But he had made the comment to the town board that if you don't dot every I and cross every T, you're going to be sued because he wants to put this restaurant there. So, Dave Pullen suggested, well, you know what, until we get things, matters straightened out with these people that are using the docks, maybe we better put that on hold. So from 2004 to 2016, that's where we are. We had, Dave Pullen had us all switched around with a variance on that property to get a change to commercial. We had to combine across the road. We had to combine that land with land that I had also purchased. It was on two separate deeds. We had to have a minimum of two and a half acres to turn it into commercial. We did that. We were all set and ready to go, and they threw the monkey wrench into us, so we had to put everything on hold. And that took till 2007, just to hammer out the logistics in being able to build a restaurant there. But it had been done. But it has to be done, it has to be started over because we've lost the time, we've lost years in between. So I talked to the supervisor in Rushford and he said, let's start it over. But I need to resolve the dock issue first.
Well, I disagree that that's our next step. I just don't think that's a high enough priority. I do think the dock committee should look at it and see what docks should be taken out of there so this fall they could be removed.
Right. I guess my feeling is his property borders the 1450 on all sides. Under our rules, that's his exclusive use. We've already given a multiple dock license to Jenny. We've given a multiple dock license to Larry Stevens. I think that we are being capricious in not allowing Dale the same opportunity.
I agree with the notion that I'm not sure future use is necessarily the thing that has to guide us here. It's true, if we agree that there's a dock license that can be had, it's somewhat irrespective of what building or whatever is going to be there in the future, although I know we would like to know. And maybe there's something that can be, built in to have some further discussion should all the appropriate permits, which I know is a tall order, to get a restaurant on the lake the way you're proposing. My dilemma, I think, is that I'm not clear at all which of those docks, if any of them, are on that frontage, and how do we verify your statement that where do the lions shoot down from Dale's posts to hit the water? I don't know.
All the way around it.
So there's.
I asked a simple question. If they're not in my frontage, who's are they in?
The district. Mm-hmm. Districts.
Mm-hmm. So is everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's docks are in the district.
Everybody's docks are in the district.
Right. But who abuts the district property?
I do.
Well, isn't that area is the county right-of-way, isn't it?
It's not a right-of-way. It's a purchased piece of property. In the 60s, New York State negotiated a deal for the Allegheny County. New York, that's why you see the concrete New York State posts. They negotiated that property and actually purchased it. And Allegheny County was the recipient. New York State turned that over to them. So when they changed the road in the 60s, that 49 wasn't there.
Right.
And then that cow path that was there, that was further up. And then when they built 49, Sunset actually was the road that went around there, Sunset Drive. And then when they built 49, that County Road 49 was moved further ahead.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your deed an abstract from Lendl?
My abstract says that I own from the center of County Road 49 all the way over to the center of Rush Creek and to the center of Rush Creek Road.
Okay. So again, your land would have bought the 1450.
Well, I move we table this. This is too complicated to figure
it's
out.
It's been tabled since 2004.
I'd like to have a deadline for the tabling.
Wait a minute.
Just a second here. So,
well, if you didn't have intentions on licensing those docks to me, why did you all vote and clear everybody that was in there with a non-license?
I understand your point, Dale, and you're right. We needed to get rid of the conflict and the tension that is there. And as Joe Manna had pointed out, once we take care of one issue, then it kind of clears the decks to be able to look at these other issues. I need to have you, kind of recuse yourself further. I mean, it's okay to...
No, I'm not going to recuse myself because I have no financial interest in this. I am trying to follow our rules.
I understand that.
And I will not recuse myself.
I'm trying very badly to be sure that we're following the rules, and I'm not sure that your saying so makes it so. So that's why I'm trying to clarify where we are with this. But we do have a motion, which we either got to allow it to die so we can have further discussion, or...
I would like to, I will amend that motion and support it, tabling it, until our August meeting.
Is that considered to be a friendly motion?
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm not following.
Our August 27th, to study it between now and our August 27th.
She's making the amendment. The amendment to your motion has to be judged by you as to whether or not it's a friendly motion or not. It's simply putting a time frame on that so it just doesn't go out
right
into oblivion. And I understand that. For Dale's sake, exactly the case. But again,
I will agree to add that as long as we're not saying we're going to make a decision by them. I'm talking about my motion is to study it and see where we're at.
Tell me what you mean by study. Determine lot lines and whether or not...
Where the 1450 is, who is that, Dale's waterfront? To the county, I don't know how we can just look at a couple of maps here and make that decision today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have the motion and we have the time limiting on the motion. I guess we'd have to decide what the motion is. Clarify again what you're saying. The August 27 meeting.
We bring it back.
To
study.
To
find out what the study has determined.
Okay.
I think we need to know what our study has determined.
You're saying that's final date?
Yes.
That's the date that's back on the agenda for that particular meeting.
To present the study.
And that would give us a number of weeks to actually try to clarify. And I'm anxious to... motivated to get this thing settled. I know that Dale has long been kind of patient and waiting for this, but I do need to have better clarification in my mind for me to be able to say yay or nay on that. I don't want to say nay if in fact it's a travesty and not right. But I need to clarify in my mind. I'm going to guess that that's the way some of the rest of you are thinking as well.
Yeah.
Is there a second to that motion? All right. Anything else? So basically we're saying we will clarify where the boundaries are, and that's the reason for the study. Where are the boundaries, and make sure that it's in line with other decisions that we've made relative to boundaries and the 1450. And although I know, again, Dale's lived with this for a long time, and his mind it is clarified, but needs to bring the rest of us up to speed. So if you could live with that, Dale, I'd appreciate that. All right, we have the motion and the second. Any other discussion or question? In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. Thank you, and thank you for your patience. And we will we will need to decide. I think we do have a rules committee or some other place to talk about this schedule, but does it really have to be that far away? Is there any?
Wow. People were all looking at their calendars.
Yeah, we can't. Everybody's gone.
Somebody had something going all the time.
Let me just ask the question about the...
It can be changed.
Let's come back. Can I ask a question about the first week in August? Is there some day in that first week in August that we could have?
We could do it after the reorganizational meeting.
Well, it makes a long day. I'd like to attend Ed's presentation.
We also have Edward coming in.
Right. Ed's presentation, 11, so it would make a bit of a day unless you wanted to... Meet some of the time that week. We're going to be in town that week. Would Thursday night, the 4th, for example, be a possibility? I just hate to let it go to the 17th.
I will be available on the 4th.
3rd? That Wednesday?
Sure, if you can make it light enough for me to get there from work.
Oh, I'm sure we could do it. 6:30?
6:30, that's fine.
Could we do that and just move that meeting up?
Time to do the investigation?
Well, is it going to be something we're going to be doing together or apart?
I don't know.
Should I go down?
Today's already the 16th.
Yes.
So. Can we go down?
Can you do that and have something back for us?
Yeah.
Oh, great, Chair. Thank you.
And some kind of, you know, on the map that you had here, you know, some real clarity about that.
Yeah, I
see
that.
So the 3rd, all right. Let's determine then. The Rules Committee will meet at August the 3rd, 6:30.
So the 17th is canceled.
Good.
Can we not cancel it right now? Let's keep that there as a placeholder in case we need to, just in case.
Oh, okay.
Just have it. We may well at the end of that meeting on the 3rd say, you know what, we don't need meet again.
Okay.
But I'd like to have another backup time there. All right. All right. Good. Let me just be sure, August 3, 6:30, rules. All right, you want to tell us about what this is about?
I have Bonnie Dharma, Julie Walter, and Marissa Papagillis are all willing to work the 12 to 8 shift for the election. I just need them approved, but I also need suggestions for counters. I do not have any counters.
Yes,
for
I need.
Well, I mean, yeah. You gave me one.
I gave you
yes.
One, yeah.
How many do we need?
Two.
Can one or two of those be counted?
That makes it hard for
one, right? It's a long time.
I mean, to work 8 hours and then to count.
That's it, because the counting can go to 9 o'clock.
Let's not ask them to do that.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So it was Bonnie, Julie, who else was there?
Marissa Papagillis. She worked last year as well.
Okay. And we've got Carol Schweitzer as a counter.
You would count? Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Great.
Thanks, Jim. Angela, no.
Okay.
We're what 8 hours do we agree upon when I pay them?
Last year it was $40 per shift, so it would be $80 for the shift, and the counters got $10 an hour.
Determined by the same fee that the
election
yeah, folks get paid when during election time.
$80 for the double shift people. So what is it for the counters?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour?
Which is probably going to be
just an hour.
An hour, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
We need a motion.
Need a motion just to approve that slate.
A motion, we approve those individuals to work the voting.
And I'll second.
All right. Right, with pay. We decided to do that a couple of years ago, and it's worked out well. In favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed?
Do I have to abstain on that?
Why?
Well, I don't know, because I'm a candidate.
Oh,
yeah, but,
so no,
but I don't
know. That's official business.
Okay. Nothing to do with your candidacy. So, all right.
I agree.
All right. We've worked our way through our old business. I see nothing listed there in our new business. As I mentioned earlier, we do plan to go into executive session to deal with a couple of different litigious matters, but I do want to just open it up. It's not listed there, but open forum for any other questions. Okay, Rocky.
Yes, Richard Dubik.
I'd like, it's the year 2016 now, and I'd like to see the board consider going almost fully electronic and having emails go out instead of a bi-yearly letter. Maybe go to a yearly letter if people want to still get a mailing.
When you're talking about letter, you're talking about the newsletter?
Or we could possibly save on some postage there and then educate the people more on what's going on instead of getting a newsletter out 5 months after something else happened. You know, if we went to emailings, maybe bi-monthly, we could be educating the public about what's going on in the lake, especially with a lot of the important issues that have been going on lately with the dam and such. And it seems like when you go to all these meetings, you see the same faces, and then we have the dam awareness meeting, we have 200 people there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's over 1,000 families around in the district, and quite bluntly, I don't think a lot of people are getting the information they need to get. And especially with the dam project coming up and the trust fund looking for donations, and we're looking for grants and whatnot, and if people had more information, it might help. And in this day and age, you know, most people now can receive things electronically. I think the next newsletter, I'm going to suggest that we tell the public that we would like to go electronic, and would you forward your email address? And if not, if you want to continue getting a bi-yearly letter, then let us know, and then we'll send you one. Otherwise, you're going to start receiving it electronically, and if you choose to go electronically, you will now be receiving information bi-monthly. And it doesn't have to be something long. It just be, you know, one sheet of information going out bi-monthly.
Sure. Just an email note.
Yeah, everybody's email address. All she has to do is press a button, and away it goes.
Well, I agree with you that there's a simplicity to that and an efficiency about that. As you may or may not know, we have tried for a couple of years to try to develop an email list. Part of the problem, of course, is that we have an interesting separation between those who use email, those who like it, are on the website, and those who don't. And we do have this very interesting. A lot of folks who live in Tonawanda or Syracuse or Washington, D.C. or whatever, obviously are folks of means. They come back and forth. They're very digitally updated. We have a lot of other folks in the community that would not get any word at all, even to be informed about. You say that we're going to send it out by email. They don't even have an email. They don't use email. So our concern has always been, how do we make sure we've covered everybody who needs to know? I don't know how, unless you have an idea about how to develop that.
In the next newsletter coming out, you plainly state that we would like to go electronic. And
20% of the folks who don't want it
to go electronic, you have to contact the district in some way or shape or form and tell us you want to still receive your bi-yearly mailings. And the people electronic will have to forward their email address. And go from there.
I sympathize with it. I mean, I'm not arguing saying it's a bad idea. I just am not sure it's a workable idea.
I've got a question. How would you like to take over that task?
It's a.
It would have to be in the mailing. You have to notify everybody.
No. But I
know.
The next mailing will come down in August.
Yeah, but how would you like to take over the task of seeing that it does get done electronically?
In what way? How would I?
You have to set up everybody's email address who wants to receive it.
That would be the secretary.
No, I'm asking you if you'd like to do that.
I'm not getting paid for this.
No, I understand. I mean, I don't think it would be an unusually difficult thing to do once we had it. The hard part is getting an email list that's functional. People move, change their emails, and so forth. And so it is just the dilemma, Rock.
The district with their email address.
Oh, I know.
You have an email.
I know,
so,
but if I
and then record that email address, and you have it.
But I'm 78 years old. I live alone.
If you, then you would still continue sending them a mailing.
Okay, Rocky. I understand. I mean, I take the suggestion here. I mean, we all heard this. I'm just trying to. Please don't think that I'm somehow saying that's not a good idea. It's a good idea if we could just get folks on board with that. But there are people, and that may not be you, who don't know where to begin to develop an email address, or don't have a computer, and the cost involved with that. So, we're trying to be sure that people are not left out. I mean, we couldn't say the same thing for the town. The town said, well, let's just all go electronic. If you have any information, I mean, there are people that need to receive ground mailing. So, but maybe there's a way to be able to say, instead of sending out 800 or 1,000, actually it's close to 750 to 800 when we mail them out, that we can somehow triage it so that those who do get it by email don't also get a hard copy. But that's, then it leaves holes in the mailing.
Along the lines that the credit card and businesses do, the people we have emails for, they push a button and send back to us, we'd like to go paperless. And we could maybe gather a list that way. Mm-hmm. But I also agree with Darrell, there are so many elderly people on this lake.
And that's why I said, if somebody doesn't forward you the email address, you're going to have to continue to get it by yearly by mail.
Well,
the other side, I guess I'm imagining, you're right. I mean, it's a way to be going more green, for sure. But it's also going to open us up to more criticism of saying, hey, you know, I don't get email, and I don't want to have to go all the way down to your officer to kind of pick something up. So now you're cutting us off from more information. So I'm trying to avoid that dilemma as well.
By yearly, you would summarize again in the paperwork that you've been normally doing to the people. But in the meantime, and a bi-monthly can go out to people who are getting electronically of the recent updates of things that have been going on.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is, right, Rocky, just to kind of maybe bring both sides together, why couldn't we in our next newsletter ask people to email the district, okay, with their email? We will start a database with the emails. We might not do anything right away, but at least we'll get a good start of the database.
And we're aware for the last four newsletters, we've invited people to do that.
And have you gotten anything?
No.
Very few.
No.
People don't respond to that. So it's not as if we haven't thought of that. We've been trying to. Stephanie and her predecessors have been asked to develop that, and we keep trying to get people to do that, but people don't want to do that. Part of it, it's just changes heart. But part of it is some of the older folks, elderly folks. You know, anybody under 50, 60 or whatever, probably got a smartphone, email, computer, the whole thing. But there's a lot of other folks that we don't want to leave out of the loop. So we'll think more about this and see if we can figure out a way to make this happen. I would like to do that. I don't think anybody in here probably is in the group we're speaking about, but there are others out there that we don't want to cut off.
Yeah.
Going to take your smartphone away before long here, Bob.
Wow.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the comment, though. I mean, I understand it's in the direction that I would like to go. Wanted to do an email newsletter, but it just turns out that we needed to do.
Save us a lot of time.
That.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, I mean, would. Electronically. I mean, if you had the actual every other week or every or several weeks or whatever, having some kind of a here's the hot things going on or whatever, that's not hard to put together. It's just making sure that there's a significant email list enough that's going to get to the folks.
If they don't respond to a mailing by submitting their email, then it's not going to go anywhere, obviously. Because that's the only way you're going to get to somebody and tell them to respond to you.
Right, yeah. Right. And so, how much do you strong arm people to have to do that? That's an issue. Well, we will continue to do that. I mean, the next newsletter that comes out, that'll be the case. But we'll try to find a way to move in the direction of being more green. And I agree. It'd be nice if we don't have to send out 700 or 800 of these.
At election, when people sign in, we could have them list their email address.
That actually is maybe a place to gather folks. I wonder if we could do that. If we could just set up some kind of a sheet when they sign in,
yeah.
Maybe another station. Please do it plainly, because a lot of people scribble it and you don't.
Hey, Steph, would some of these properties have multiple owners, so you'd have to have multiple emails? You got some properties that have all kinds of names.
Unless you just pick one and it's their responsibility to.
Yeah, right.
Would we think of doing something like that, or would we, if someone's got six owners on a piece of property, we email all six of them? Or email three of them and then.
It's easy. Once you have the database set, it doesn't matter how many people get it, that's fine.
If you just have their email address.
That's the key. Yeah. And again, putting together just a simple email, not a full newsletter, is not difficult to do.
Because that's one of the biggest crowd factors, is having, when they sign in, get their email address.
Just have their, names to sign in.
Is that a way to, can we try to set something, get a sheet, maybe a couple of sheets?
Oh, yeah.
So that people can be signing in. It's just part of the voting process this time. Leave us your email.
I can put it on Facebook.
Again, but 300 people will vote, and you still don't have even a 25% of your.
But it's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
And we probably have many of those emails already, that those are the folks that, for whom we have emails. So. All right, well, I appreciate that. Is there anything else? All right, I'll receive a motion then for us to move into executive session.
I'll make a motion that we leave regular session and go into executive session to discuss litigation and potential litigation.
All right, so second to that.
Second.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. We're likely to be a while, folks, so I just let you know. All right.
What I was talking to you about, or?
You know, I don't know, at this moment in time.
Address, phone number, email, and where they can put that in. It's almost like, and then that way, we can always go, if they've got a mobile phone and you're willing to give us that, it's a really nice tool. And then any correspondence we get, we just scan or we just highlight in an email and stick it in there and do a, enter it. Oh my God, it's awesome.